Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 22nd day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's turning fall. I mean, it's cool in the morning. I mean, it's going to be hot today, make no mistake about it, but it won't be that long. It ain't like, like last month when you get it'd be 90 degrees all afternoon, and I mean, it'd bake your ass. You can feel a little nip of fall in the air, and we're getting close. 1 month, man. I mean, we'll be at the fall equinox, and anyway, that being said, let's see what's on the itinerary for today. Trump unveils new domestic Afghanistan strategy. We aren't nation building again. We are killing terrorists. Well, that's all you really were ever doing, wasn't it? I mean, your predecessors before you, this is what it was all about. It's just, killing terrorists. You're not nation building. You wouldn't do that, would you, internationalist Donald Trump, you lying piece of shit? Anyways, we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Trump unveils new domestic Afghanistan strategy. We're not nation building again. Not again. We are killing terrorists. And this is from Zero Hedge, up for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. In a widely anticipated national address, President Donald Trump on Monday announced that he will not pull out U.S. troops from Afghanistan, saying he's committed to a new strategy. Ching, ching. Aimed at winning the nation's longest war, now in its 17th year. Can anybody say bullshit? I mean, really say it. I mean, mean it. I mean, bullshit from your soul. Bullshit. 17-year war, my ass. Admitting that it's that his original instinct was to pull out of Afghanistan. Well, you mean when you were running for head dictator, when you were running for dictator, when you were out there lying to the people, when you were lying to them about immigration, when you were lying to them about NAFTA and, you know, pulling out of NAFTA. I mean, you've rethought that too, haven't you now, Donald, now that you got the power, don't people. I'll tell you what, you know, you people that went out and voted for this prick, this is a part of that Republican agenda that you voted for. These neocons, the contractors over at the industrial war complex are dancing little jigs right now, man. Everything's go, go, go. You know, 17 years, $1 million per soldier that has been in that country for 17 years. And hey, let's ramp it up, man. I heard him talking about sending 4,000 more troops over there. That's 4,000 times 1 million. Hey, man, but it's only money, man. Our people are living so rich and high on the hog. Hell, we won't even notice it being gone. All we got to do is maybe we'll sell our fucking clothes and we could afford even more war. This is what you voted him for, wasn't it? More war. He promised you he would stay out of the goddamn wars. He'd get us out of the goddamn wars and make you prosperous again and get rid of all the illegal aliens, the invasion force that was eating out your substance. But his original instinct was to pull out of Afghanistan. Trump's core campaign pledge was to reduce U.S. intervention in offshore conflicts. Has he done that? Well, he hasn't, but you got to give him a chance. Is this the chance that we were all supposed to give him? Are you assholes still out there listening to God Almighty? I hope you hate my guts for saying it to you, for being the ones that say we told you so. Because, well, by God, we did. Core campaign pledge was to reduce U.S. intervention in offshore conflicts. Trump effectively admitted he had been wrong and said he's arrived at three fundamental conclusions about America's core interests in Afghanistan. Well, could it be trace minerals and opium and what else is over there? Well, I wonder what the third one is. One, U.S. must seek an honorable and enduring outcome because we're all about honor. We're such an honorable country. Over there blowing up little children and women and blowing up mosques and, I mean, wedding processions with drones that nobody ever sees. I mean, the real combat, real brave. I mean, we're so goddamn honorable. It's just kind of makes me proud, that deep kind of like I used to feel when I was a kid when I'd hear the national anthem, put your hand on your heart. God, we're so honorable. In which American troops deserve a plan for victory. Oh, the troops deserve it. It's for the troops, don't you know? They're over there in Afghanistan. What they're really fighting for, guys, is our Bill of Rights and our Constitution for freedom and liberty for our people, our heroes. The consequences of a rapid exit would be predictable and unacceptable, adding that a hasty withdrawal could create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11th. Can have it, people. I mean, we would have terrorists if we got out of there. But then, you know, you got to rethink this thing. Excuse me. Now, let's look back. I mean, if there had been no false flag called 9/11, if they hadn't imploded those buildings and brought them to the ground, if this whole fraud of the Patriot Act had not been enacted to silence any kind of opposition to this bullshit, if we had not invaded, well, Iraq, I mean, it gets kind of difficult at this point because we were talking about, what was it, 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians. So we invaded Iraq. Well, what did they have? Oh, they had all of those antiquities and they had the oil that those goddamn Jews over there in Tel Aviv wanted. So, of course, we had to invade them. People just try and sit and close your eyes. Just for a moment, and try to imagine if we had not done that. If 9/11, that false flag, goddamn Zionist Mossad operation had not occurred, and those buildings hadn't come down. I know that life gets miserable under each administration because there's more change, and the change is always for the worst. And it always seems to harm you and me as the ones at the top get bigger and bigger piles of gold coin. But just think if it hadn't happened. And, I mean, we have deduced that, yeah, absolutely, that was a false flag event that was, the CIA and the Mossad, our government, the Israeli government, our government. Is there really any difference between them that perpetrated that act? And we had to win over there and blew the hell out of the Iraqis for absolutely no goddamn reason. And nobody can say there was a reason, because there wasn't a reason. Because, well, there wasn't no yellow cake uranium. That was a fraud perpetrated on the people and for shock and awe, so that everybody could go, yeah, you get him, JW. You go blow some children up. You go commit genocide on the Iraqi people. And after, you know, they're such bumbling idiots that it came out that, you know, proof positive, we had no justifiable reason to be over there butchering the Iraqis. Well, then, we're doing it to install democracy because we're a democracy. Wait a minute, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. And all these countries, all this nation building that you're not doing over there, when you talk about it, I heard you, Trumpy. You called this a democracy, you two-bit tyrant piece of foreign shit. And it is not a democracy. It maybe you're still got, maybe you can't read. Maybe people read to you because you've been rich. You were born with a silver, suppository up your ass. And so people have read to you all of your life and explain things to your life, or can you fucking read that constitution that you like to tout when you think it'll buy you a vote of a retard? Because the retards ain't read it either. But can you read it where it says this is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual? So, I mean, here we go again, people. What change? What did you get out of this Trump deal that everybody was ready to be shitty with us about because we wouldn't go along with it? Remember, you know, people stepping up and saying, if you don't back Trump, well, you're not a patriot. Well, you're a patriot? Here, patriot, here you are, man. Let's go $1 million per soldier in Afghanistan. Let's go another 4 years of it. What do you say? Hell, I didn't want no vacation. I don't like eating better food. I didn't want to be warmer this winter. The money should go over there to butcher the Afghanistans and get their goddamn trace minerals, which are worth a lot of money, and get them turned over to our masters in Tel Aviv. I understand what you're doing here, Trumpy. And I understand when you come up and, you know, you'll talk about the neo-Nazis and you're playing this game here to keep everybody distracted while you're doing your international business deals. But I also understand why you won't say the C word. And maybe that's what we'll start calling here. You know, the C word. Communist. I mean, you talk about, them people. But you won't say it. You won't say communist. You know why? Everybody, you want to know, I'm going to tell you guys a secret, and you got to promise not to tell nobody else, but I'm going to tell you why he won't say communist. You ready? It's because he is a fucking communist. That's why he will not say communist. This whole agenda, I mean, God, what a wool over the eyes, smoke and mirrors, turn around, pull a rabbit out of your ass, bullshit. Con this has been. And it was the funny part is, it's all those who really thought they was anti-communist, even the neo-Nazis out there. You know, nobody hates a communist like a neo-Nazi hates a communist, do they? But man, they came out, and you know what, you dumbasses? You voted for a communist. You did it. You voted for a communist. You are pathetic beyond pathetic. You are retarded beyond retarded. You were fooled. You were bamboozled. You were conned. It's like a little child, man, pulling a goddamn quarter out of your ear. That is so amazing. Number two, the consequences of a rapid exit would be predictable and unacceptable, adding that a hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum. Number three, the security threats the U.S. faces are immense, people. They are immense. But then again, we got to talk about what if none of it would have ever happened? I mean, we didn't. I mean, you'd see something like a plane out of Europe, you know, that was flying through the Middle East. And, you know, there was the flight that Gaddafi and company, they had bombers on it and blew up a flight. But, I mean, were they really? I mean, was it like that? We're, you know, looking down the street, looking over our shoulders and worrying about the Walmart getting blown up by Middle Eastern people before this total fraud was perpetrated upon us and the genocide that was put on those people in the Middle East. Was there any really rift between us? I know they really hated that we live so free. That was, you know, that's how they tried to sell this shit to us before 9/11. You remember that? Do you remember the good old days when they told you they hate you because, well, you're free and you got things? I never heard it out of one of them, you know? I mean, in fact, that bullshit wouldn't sell to the point that they had to bring down a couple of skyscrapers. Well, three just fell. I mean, one of them just fell down. I don't know. Maybe it's piss poor construction. Sure, we didn't know plane hit it. But, you know, they had to bring down these skyscrapers and do this big charade on everybody to get us to go over there. And so that because they had to create some genuine hate for the American people over in the Middle East. Now, I'm sure that they didn't like the way we live and they didn't want to live that way. But hell, they were over there in their country. We were over here in our country. And the only people who couldn't handle that state where the international corporations, you know, run by the Zionist Jews who wanted to go over there and milk out their substance, you know, like they're milking out our substance. They wanted the wealth of the Middle East for their own. So there had to be hate between the Americans and the people of the Middle East. And boy, I'll tell you, nothing to foster hate like genocide. So we went over and we committed genocide on the Iraqi people, on the Afghan people, on the people in goddamn Libya and the people in Somalia. I mean, we've committed genocide in North Africa, the Middle East, all over the goddamn world in the name of our Zionist masters. Now them son of a bitches, we got to stand with them. The only other person the world hates as much as they hate us, Israel. That's our only ally because, well, we joined up with them and we committed genocide on the world. We've killed their children. We've butchered their people. Now they hate us. And boy, you know what? We got to do the honorable thing here, people. We got to enduring outcome. We have to have an enduring outcome of the outrage we have committed on other peoples in the world. We got to kill them all. That's the only way we can come out of this with any honor, you see. The security threats U.S. faces are immense, and we cannot repeat the mistake in Afghanistan our leaders made in Iraq. Oh, which mistake was that? Was that the yellow cake uranium you're talking about? Oh, that was withdrawing troops from there. Before we had the puppet government put in place with a goddamn butchering ass regime. Of course we did, you know, as far as Saddam Hussein, that was our CIA asset. I mean, he was on the CIA payroll for 35 years. I mean, that's something people just don't want to talk about. When they start talking about $1 million per soldier and Trump, he's going to step up and show them people how to fight because, you know, he's been in a lot of fights all of his life. Or do you think he hired people to do his fighting? I mean, come on, think about it, people. This guy was a billionaire, born with the silver suppository up his ass and the golden spoon in his mouth. You think this guy's ever stood up and really just manned it with anybody? Because I'm here to tell you, ain't no goddamn way. But I mean, here, you people, you would grasp onto any goddamn thing. You would grab onto it and go, yeah, that's American pride I'm looking at there when I look at that hairdo on old Donald Trump. He's making me proud. We're going to be honorable again and go butcher some more people in the Middle East because, ching, ching, the industrial war complex needs to be fed. It's a hungry monster, and it's hungry. It's starving. It needs more food. It ain't got enough. Goddamn, the people still are living. They still have roofs over their heads. They're still eating, man. That money could be spent on goddamn war and killing other people. What a travesty. Trump also promised to the soldiers gathered for the speech that one way or another, these problems will be solved. I'm a problem solver. Boy, I bet the industrial war complex loves the way you solve problems, you sick son of a bitch. You fucking warmonger. And in the end, we will win! Oh, God, this is killing me. Trump also promised to the soldiers together for the speech, one way or another, these problems will be solved. I'm a problem solver. In other words, Trump is unveiling a dramatic new offensive in Afghanistan, a dramatic new offensive, more dead people, more dead people. And you know what? You can't just back out of there because that wouldn't be honorable. If you don't go in and really kill some more people, you're going to lose your honor being someplace on a fucking lie, on a fucking fraud that was perpetrated by a foreign nation in your behalf. On their behalf, in your behalf, I don't know. In other words, Trump is unveiling a dramatic new offensive in Afghanistan, only instead of giving details on troops, deployments, specific dates, or what the definition of victory would be, Trump will keep the details of the new involvement secret because this is a secret government that we have here, people. And that conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. Now listen to the great leader speak. This man of peace, this man who is he's not a world leader. He's leading the United States back to prosperity and peace. We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. America's enemies must never know our plans or believe. Well, that's how come we don't get to know people, because we're the enemy. We will know our plans or believe they can wait us out. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will, and people are going to fucking die. Target the little children. The nits grow into lice. Another fundamental pillar of our new strategy is the interrogation of all instruments of American power, diplomatic, economic, and military, towards a successful outcome. Someday, after our effective military effort, perhaps it will be possible to have a political settlement that includes elements of the Taliban in Afghanistan bending over and letting the Israelis bone them in the ass and handing over all their resources without question. But nobody knows if or when that will ever happen. America will continue its support for the Afghan government and the Afghan military as they confront the Taliban in the field. Trump also defined what a victory in Afghanistan would mean. Well, I just told you what that would mean. Handing everything over to your Zionist masters who own the fucking world. Rest of us are just cattle, and this notion that we actually possess anything is really getting tiresome to them. Our troops will fight to win. We will fight to win. From now on, victory will have a clear definition, attacking our enemies, obliterating ISIS, crushing Al-Qaeda, preventing the Taliban from taking over Afghanistan, and stopping mass terror attacks against Americans before they emerge. That threat, the threat that is coming. Give up those liberties. Give up your, hand everything over. Sell your clothes. We need to defend ourselves here, people. We will ask our NATO allies and global partners to support our new strategy with additional troops and funding increases in line with our own. We are confident they will. Taking a quick detour into domestic policies, quick detour. Hang on now. Now we're really going to get serious about you. And this has got to be about you and I. Okay. Trump said that the young men and women we sent to fight our wars abroad deserve to return to a country that is not at war with itself at home. Really? We cannot remain a force of peace in the world. We're a force of peace. I've been looking at this all wrong, people. I thought we were over there committing genocide on people weaker than us and countries weaker than us, killing them down and handing their resources over to our masters in Tel Aviv. But hell, Piers here, I mean, what he's saying, we're a force for peace in the world. If we are not at peace with each other, man, I mean, domestic squabbles have to stop. We have to come together. We all have to sell our clothes equally and together to finance more death. However, it was all about Afghanistan. Ultimately, it is up to the people of Afghanistan to take ownership of their future, to govern their society. Well, you got to get some people, you got to get some Jewish Afghans, and then you can have peace. Because then the Jews take over, they eat out your substance, they eventually take your people over to a ditch and put a bullet in their head, and everything belongs to the Jews like it should. If we would just balance things for justice for the Jews and to achieve an everlasting peace, we are a partner and a friend, but we will not dictate to the Afghan people how to live or how to govern their complex society. Oh, you mean you didn't go over there when the Taliban had opium production down to like 1%? And, well, we didn't like that, so we went over there and we've had bumper crops coming out of there ever since. How does that suit you, man? I'm telling you, talk about America being great and really helping people and helping the people around the world. What's better than heroin to make people feel better? We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists. Oh, what the hell have you been claiming to be doing all along? This is, I mean, I know the face at the top. I mean, we got a white Obama now instead of a black Obama, but in the military ranks, I mean, isn't this the shit we've been hearing out of them all along? I thought that, you know, that 100-year war with an ism that can never be conquered, so we'll perpetually be at war for the rest of our lives and our children's lives and their lives. And hell, you can come up with more isms by then. So just perpetual war until you, cut the population of this country down to 550 million good, hard-working slaves and then the elite at the top. Well, that and Pakistan, which has now thrown into the terrorist melting pot fray. The next pillar of our new strategy is to change the approach in how to deal with Pakistan. We can no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe haven for terrorist organizations, the Taliban and other groups that pose a threat to the region and beyond. Pakistan has much to gain from partnering with our effort in Afghanistan. We've got payoffs. Man, we got goddamn, I'm telling you, we got pallets of $100 bills we're willing to bring over there if you'll play the game, if you'll play along, if you'll betray your people, if you'll betray your goddamn hemisphere, and if you'll just bow to the Jew, man, we got pallets of $100 bills for you, just like the ones we gave out over there in Iraq. It has much to lose by continuing to harbor criminals and terrorists. In the past, Pakistan has been a valued partner to the tunes of pallets of $100 bills. Our militaries have worked together against common enemies. The Pakistan people have suffered greatly from terrorism and extremism. We recognize these contributions and those sacrifices, but Pakistan has also sheltered the same organizations that try every single day to kill our people. Man, they're over there in Afghanistan. We're sending letter bombs into the, what? No. They're after, I've got to go look out the window, guys. There might be one coming up the street right now. Hang on. No Pakistanis coming up the street, but I'm sure they're out there and they're just trying to kill me every fucking day. That's why I'm so willing to sell my clothes, to sell everything else I got. I got to back this industrial military complex. It's the only way to stay safe. Kill our people. We have been paying Pakistan billions and billions of dollars. What? We have been paying Pakistan billions and billions of dollars. At the same time, they are housing the same terrorists that we are fighting. So you were paying them billions and billions of dollars to house the same terrorists we are fighting. That's what you just said there. But that will have to change, and that will change immediately. And in a surprising twist, Trump also brought in India to the mix. Oh boy, I like this part. Anyways, guys, we'll finish this article off and get into another one as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Well, I was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. I left home for the first time, honey, when I was 4 years old.
I'm a freeborn man. Home is on my back. I know every inch highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Put the food on the table.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time or 1237 Pacific Time. And that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us. Oh, man, the cold season right away, man. You get a goddamn one cool day. And they spray you. See how sick they can frickin' make you. All right, I wanted to end with the conclusion to the article we've been covering, and I agree with this conclusion 110%. In conclusion, Trump may not be able to get approval from Congress to pass his domestic spending agenda, but at least he is about to spend billions to continue a war that started 16 years ago and will surely never end, and make shareholders of the defense stocks even richer. Yeah, I believe so. Oh, man, let's see. Pope. This is the Pope. This is the international pimp. This is a guy who has no goddamn authority within our sovereign boundaries. Certainly has no authority over me as a sovereign national on a par with him and the crown heads of Europe. Rights of migrants trump national security concerns. And no, see, this is not an argument. We're not going there. We're not going to go with the goddamn argument for guns. Well, we can't have gun laws because, well, the criminals won't obey them. No, you just don't have no goddamn say in our country, pimp. You piece of shit. This is from ABC News, sent in by Larry for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Pope Francis on Monday urged countries to greatly improve their welcome to migrants and stop collective expulsions. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Get out of my goddamn country, you internationalist piece of trash. And see, here's some more of the dirty church. This is some more of those good Judeo-Christian sons of bitches going along with this. Oh, we should be able to let any son of a bitch we want in here because the Pope over there in Italy said that, well, it's okay. We need to do this. So you guys are just going to have to go along with it. F your rights. We're taking, yeah, we're taking some of yours. We're taking some of yours. We're giving it to these assholes because my Pope said so. Really? My bullet says otherwise, pimp. Francis' politically pointed message was made in view of the Catholic Church's 2018 World Refugee Day, celebrated January 14th. It comes amid mounting anti-immigrant sentiment in Europe and beyond following waves of migrant arrivals and Islamic extremist attacks. In the message, Francis demanded, he said, this guy, he's got some authority over us people. We're not a sovereign country, a sovereign nation with our own laws and screw everybody who ain't us. This is the pimp over there in the goddamn Vatican. He's demanding shit from us. Come demand it to me, you piece of shit. In the message, Francis demanded governments welcome, protect, promote, and integrate migrants, saying Jesus' message of love is rooted in welcoming the rejected strangers of every age. Well, not here. You're not going to cram that shit down my throat. You can't have what's mine, pimp. He demanded a simplified process of granting humanitarian and temporary visas and rejected arbitrary and collective expulsions as unsuitable. To you, who the fuck are you? Man in a dress, you pig, you bitch. He said the principle of ensuring each person's dignity obliges us to always prioritize personal safety over national security. So these son of a bitches, forget you and your house and your home. Goddamn, just come in and take my house. You are more important than I am. I get it. Only problem is I'm not going for it. Francis has made refugees a priority in his pontificate, making his first trip outside Rome in 2013 to the island of Lampedusa, ground zero in Europe's migration crisis. He has repeatedly spoken out for migrants' rights. So this son of a bitch is a part of this international invasion of Europe. I mean, armies of people do not move without goddamn resource, without logistics. So this pimp, he's a part of it. He's decided for the world. He's decided for you and I. You're not an American national. You don't have a right to sovereignty and to right to your property. It's the pimp's property, and he'll give it to whatever third worlder he wants. This is another thing that has to be wiped off the face of this fucking planet if there's ever going to be peace among the people that live here. Is this bullshit right here. Europeans' migrant crisis. He has repeatedly spoken out for migrants' rights, demanding countries build bridges, not walls. You don't have no say here, pimp. And if some pricks here think that because that they're a part of your international collective that they can force this on us, we'll put bullets in their fucking heads. How about that? If you don't like the way we're doing things here, you think that pimp's your ticket, get your ass over to Italy. Bye.
You ought to move them all into the Vatican.
Amen, brother. This is bullshit, beyond bullshit. And personally brought a dozen Syrian refugees back to Rome. That's your business. Now, them there, I ain't going to, if you want to do that, good, go ahead and do it. But you ain't got no right to tell, you no power, no authority to tell me I'm going to do anything, you piece of shit. With him when he visited a Greek refugee camp in 2016. Ignoring critics who say his calls are unrealistic and naive. No, they're bullshit. Francis insisted in the new message that broader border guards must be trained to protect migrants, to protect the criminals, not to protect your borders. It's not what you're supposed to pay him for. The pimp says you got to pay him to protect the son of a bitches invading you. And that each new arrival, regardless of legal status, must be guaranteed access to basic services beyond health care. Fuck you. This shit belongs to us. You can't give it away, pimp. And none of your pimpettes, your whores over here are going to give it away either. Because we're going to give them a fucking dirt nap. We're sick of this shit. We're sick of you international stink. You could poke your goddamn nose in here and give what belongs to us to somebody else. We're not going to do it. That extends to guaranteeing access to consulates, the justice system, and the ability to open a bank account and survive financially. Well, we got to make sure that these goddamn people can come up here. Even if our own people are living in tent cities on the goddamn streets, forget about those Americans. We're obligated to these sons of bitches around the world. Listen to what this son of a bitch just said. How many Americans do not have this right now? A third of the population, perhaps? But they're what we're talking about, because we're talking one world order here. We're talking a one world pimp, and this is your dirty church at the top. This is your international dirty church. And they want the power in this goddamn country like they used to have under the old Masonic dirty church cabal. I say plan them. I say plan every one of them. You want to say, oh, I'm a Catholic and you got to do that. Boom. I'm an American and no, I don't. How about that? How about you practice your religion in your house and you keep it out of my fucking face before we have trouble? That's what you better do. Financially. Survive. Set them up financially. Go to hell. Unaccompanied minors, he said, require even greater protection, including guaranteeing them citizenship. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Ain't gonna happen, pimp. You don't dictate to us anything. You're not going to say, well, you got to give Henry, you got to give your shit over to this person. Try it, buddy. God, I despise you. You are a piece of shit. I know you love the faggots, too, and you're probably going to think you're going to push that down our throat, but I bet you don't. I bet you this shit's about ready to come to a head, and I bet you there's a lot of people going in the goddamn ground, you piece of shit. Anybody who tries to force this shit on me, I'm a Catholic, so you got to, you think so? See what happens to your ass. You better just keep your goddamn head low, and out of my fucking face is what you better do. You better not even let me know you're around. He called for policies that support family reunification. Reunite in your own goddamn country and get the hell out of mine. Employment opportunities. See, look at this shit. Our own people, I mean, oh, I forget that Trump came up and he touted the goddamn fraudulent ass, unemployment numbers. It's the lowest it's been in 16 years. You campaigned on it again, you two-faced, five-faced son of a bitch, that it was all a lie. Remember? Oh, yeah, of course you remember. You just think we're too goddamn stupid to remember. You campaigned on that it was a lie, that the real number was about 90 million of our people out of work. But we got to take care of these son of a bitches, some son of a bitch and M16 gang member with goddamn tattoos down in Honduras. We need to get his ass up here. I need to take care of him. How about you guys fill up to taking care of these sons of bitches? Because you owe it to them. Because you lived in the United States and you got way more than you need, including to the pimp. So he's going to distribute it for you. Are you going to let him? He called for policies that support family unification, employment opportunities, and accelerated citizenship procedures to improve, to finally dilute the culture in our country till you feel safe that you think you can overtake us. We've got to stop this shit, people. This is goddamn, why don't you just have, goddamn Russia, China, whoever wants to invade, why don't you just let their goddamn ships land on the shore? Let them start unloading their troops. Let them get all their troops all set in and entrenched in and comfortable, and then they can fucking attack you. Because that's what this shit is. This is what they're doing under the refugees. They're the refugees, all of them fighting age men. I seen them over in Europe. All of them fighting age. Oh, those are refugees. They don't see no uniforms. Well, they get the uniforms later. They got them waiting here because they sent them in on the cargo ships from China. People. Let's see. Employment opportunities and accelerate citizenship procedures to improve migrants' abilities to integrate. We don't want you here. I mean, as you know, you think about it as your own house. This is the way I like to think about these things. You know, somebody decides that, well, you should have, say your neighbor across the street said, man, you should have those people. There's three houses down. Those people there, they need to come over in your yard and hang out and be in your house. You decided. Really? This is equivalent to what we're talking about. They should, if they need your TV, hey, they want your TV. Give them your TV. I think you should. I'm a Catholic, and the pimp told me so, that you should give them your TV. This is what this, I mean, goddamn, if I'm missing something here, somebody please straighten me out. The gall, the unmitigated gall. His call was immediately rejected by the leader of Italy's anti-immigrant Northern League Party, which has opposed government proposals to change Italy's law to accelerate citizenship for children born in Italy of non-Italians. Somebody's waking up. This is how you, how do you capture a country? Well, you got to take your warships and you got, no. I know what you do. Bed springs. That's how you take a country. Bed springs. Yeah, literally fuck it out of existence. Isn't that what we're talking about here? Am I missing something again? If you want to do it in the Vatican, go ahead, Tito Salvini wrote on Facebook. But as a Catholic, I don't think Italy can welcome and support the whole goddamn world. Neither can the United States. You see what these son of a bitches are trying to do? A handful of these pricks. They need to be exterminated from this goddamn planet. And there will be no peace until that occurs. Make no mistake. California bill. And here's some of this wonderful new culture that's coming to us that's going to, you know, make us a better people, that we're going to replace our American culture with, because that was really an outdated, obsolete kind of thing. And it was racist. And there's just all kinds of things wrong with it. So we're going to replace it with something, well, better. Really better. Let's see what the communists got here that's better. California bill, 1 year in jail for using wrong transgender pronoun. God damn, that feels free, doesn't it? From Breitbart, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A new bill being considered by the California State Senate would punish people who willfully and repeatedly refuse to use a transgender residence preferred name or pronouns in a public health, retirement, or housing institution, and this is how they started. And pretty soon, you know, it starts in these private institutions because they think that they do not have to obey our Bill of Rights, that they can just remove our rights because, well, it's a government operation. Well, the government never had no authority. We've talked about that before. But this is how they started. They, you know what is coming down to here, people? You know, you're passing all these bullshit laws like this. What do you think the end result is? You know, they're doing mapping the human mind. And, you know, they talk about over there in Tel Aviv that they actually can tell. They've come to the point where they can tell if somebody's telling the truth or lying or what might have you. It's thought control. They would have to actually, for them to pull off what they want to pull off, they would actually have to control thought. And not that they could control it through microwaves or any kind of machine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about through fucking threat. through goddamn brutal tyranny. You will not think. What they're trying to tell you here is you're not even going to think. You see that freak over there, you're going to go, oh, that's one of the holy ones. Oh, I should try to emulate that person or that thing or whatever the fuck it is. No, see, this is what we're talking about here. I mean, it worked, the political correctness, man, they got a long ways. They got a lot of mileage out of political correctness in this country. You can't say they didn't. I mean, they had it to the point nobody went, oh, the N-word, you know, don't say nigger because it's the N-word. And, you know, and now we're here, clear up, we're talking about the C-word. We can't even say communist because, well, Trump is a communist. That's why he can't say the C-word. Oh, the C-word. When I first seen this shit, I was going, gee, people, can you see what they're doing here? This is about thought control, and not thought control, like I said, to where they're reading your thoughts. This is thought control where you better not even give an inkling that that's what you're thinking, or we'll crush your ass. That's what I'm talking about. We'll take you over to, and we'll put a bullet in your head and put you in a ditch because, I mean, this is the government party line, just like over in Soviet Union. The government party line, and you're thinking, out of line with the government party line. They didn't really have what you could call thought control per se. But by God, I'll tell you what, the people were afraid to even talk to each other by the time these goddamn red terrorists got through with them. The bill, Senate Bill 219, was proposed by State Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat, San Francisco. And, you know, here you are. Here this son of a bitch is trying to tell you that he's going to tell you, fuck your goddamn First Article rights and all. You're just saying, screw you. I'm a communist. You're going to be a communist, too. This son of a bitch here, I mean, what's he doing walking the streets? Surely he has a 100-man detail with machine guns, and he travels in an armored car. Is the only way he could get across town and be in the treasonous piece of garbage he is, right? It includes several other provisions that require a health facility, for example, to honor the gender identity of a patient, meaning that the patient must be admitted to a room that comports with his or her chosen gender. Man, when in your life has when you went out, you know what they say, beggars can't be choosers. When you went out looking for assistance that you just this will going to be catered to you. You're not going to come over here when, see, that's what they do. They set up this communism. Now, if you want to access this communism that we put up here, you know, even up to Social Security now, you're going to bend over and you're going to kiss your own ass and you're going to hop around in a circle and scream, I love Marxism. But, you know, this is good. This is what you're going to do. Now, these son of a bitches, on the other hand, these are the people that, these creatures that, see, this is about acceptance. It's not about anything. It ain't that they love transgenders any more than anybody else. I'm sure they do. They're freaks themselves. I mean, they're pedophiles. But what it's about here is acceptance. Because acceptance is control. If you will accept it, you can be controlled. And this is why we're coming up to the wall on this shit, people. Because they're understanding that they've hit that wall. There is a goddamn 75% of the people here just going, fuck you, try it. Give it a go, buddy. Step up. I mean, I'll be the first American to die for the cause of freedom and liberty and putting your ass in the ground, you communist piece of shit. And now they're up against it. And that's why, they like I said, when they get in a spot, it's the classic thing. I mean, I've read about it in many books. The classic tyrant, you know, he has the people and he's squeezing them. He's got them squeezed down until he thinks he has them in control. And then the people start wiggling loose. So instead of backing up and preserving his stupid ass life, instead of pulling your hands back and, you know, getting back away from it because it is dangerous, they'll squeeze harder. They'll squeeze harder because the squeezing, man, that's what got them to that point. And they'll squeeze harder and then the people start trickling out between their fingers, and the next thing you know, they're surrounded by them, and they're hanging upside down with their wife like Mussolini, and they're having their corpses beaten and spit on and pissed on, and that's what they deserve. But that's when you see this shit here. I mean, it's come to the point, I mean, like everybody here, you know, when they first came out, I said, follow my old lady in the bathroom, see what happens to your stupid ass. I'll leave you in a bloody pile, and I really don't give a shit what the consequences is. If I am the kind of man, I'm not a man. If I would accept that, I'm not a man, and I won't accept that. I am a man, and I'm not accepting it. No matter what you fucking say, no matter what you fucking threaten me with, I will beat that son of a bitch to a bloody pulp. Period. And nothing can stop it from happening. What comes thereafter will be what comes thereafter. And I ain't going to stop fighting just because I'm done with the queer. You come and try to back that goddamn queer and force that shit on me, bam, we're going at it. It ain't, and it'll stop when it stops. And that will be when one of us is dead, because I'm not backing down. I will never accept shit like this ever in my life. And it's just because, you know, a handful of weak people. See, that's what they go when they come with something like this. They're looking out in the crowd. Ooh, there's a weak one there. I mean, he's a pussy, man. That one's going to take it for sure. He'll accept it and he'll go around, and we can put him as a, well, that's how people should be if you're going to be correct about things. You don't want to be one of those mass majority out there. You want to be this little pissant right here that'll accept this shit. And they put the camera on that little handful of pissants. This is what America thinks. And if you're not thinking like this, well, you're not a part of America. You're over there. You're a fringe group. And when they're looking at you and they got this little tiny tight camera shot of these little pussies down there. And then they can see, they can, when they're looking, they can see the little pussies, but they see that wall of people behind them that aren't going for it. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And man, you talk about built up animosity and anger. Beyond comprehension, I'm telling you people. When this shit breaks loose, I know myself, and the people I've talked to, people are just like, God damn it, man. This happens, man, this is really frightening. I mean, there will be holding nobody back. What the hell are you going to threaten them with after this? Once they have stepped over, you know, once you check that round in and pop that cap, man, you're free till you die. How about that? And now that I'm free, I'm taking hair. What the hell? I've got nothing to lose. You've made it very clear that you are going to inflict this tyranny on me or kill me. Well, I've stepped up to say, no, you're not. I've done pulled the trigger. Now what? Now what are we going to do? How do you think we're going to play? You think we're going to go look up the rules of war and the rules of an occupation? You think we're going to watch the stupid box and tell us that really you shouldn't burn your enemies on wagon wheels, putting tar on them and lighting them on fire. You really shouldn't do that. It's inhumane. You think everybody would be like, really? Good idea. I hadn't thought of that one yet. Anyways, guys, we are at the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, if you can put up with me. But I mean, sometimes things hit me that it's just like, God damn you. You really, you think so, huh? And I hope that there's enough people out there that it's hitting like that too. Because you got people out there that are looking for fracture our people and make you, some of you go this way. I mean, it's because everybody's mad. Well, you go over here, boy, we'll burn niggers with you. Or, you know, you go over here and we'll burn these people with you. You know, we'll do some terrible things to these people because they're the cause of it. They don't want you to look past the symptom to the actual illness. Because if the illness is looked at, we all have to attack the illness. And the illness, it does not include our people. But they will use the illusion that, oh, it's that person's fault over there. You shouldn't go with them. You should help us kill them. And then we can have a government like this. We don't want this goddamn free government under the Bill of Rights. It's too much. It's too dangerous. Anyways, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches. And until then, stay tuned for It's a Time to Break Free with David Rock coming up behind us. And that is The Word from the Trenches.